Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Andrew, how are we doing?
We're not as mellow as you.
Yeah, man. Listen to y'all. You're like super deep voice today.
I am actually like, you want to paint the picture? I'm about to get makeup done because I'm, about to go on the TV on Rich Eisen's show.
And,
The great Sarah is doing my makeup because she's the best in the business.
Hi, Sarah.
And I'm going to have to initially put you on speakerphone. So I'm multitasking. How are you guys? I miss you.
We are good. Hey, before
and
we
hi,
get,
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah says hi.
Okay. But let me, I want to talk to you. You got a new show coming out. What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. Launched actually yesterday. It's called Inside Coverage. It's on Yahoo. It's going to be streaming on the YouTubes every single day at 6:30 Eastern time. It's all the great Yahoo writers, Charles Robinson, Joy Epstein, who else? Frank Schwab, all the other Yahoo people like Nate Tice, and Matt Harmon. It's going to be fun every day. So good stuff, and I'm excited for it. We launched yesterday, and YouTube is where it's at, friends. It's all about the YouTubes.
YouTube, where it's at. Good job. Dylan you. Gabriel, Shador Sanders. Anybody else playing quarterback on Saturday at 1 o'clock?
So, I mean, I think we have to get through the two joint practices first. I would, just reading the tea leaves, be a little bit surprised if Kenny is out there on Saturday. I know he's battling. I know he's frustrated. I know he wants to play. I mean, considering it's a hometown game for him, considering he was there last year, it's against friends. He could have family there, but I don't know. I can't say with any degree of certainty that he is going to be ready. So I think this is probably, assuming Dylan is healthy enough to get out there, his chance to shine, and he deserves that chance to play. And I'm eager to see what he could actually do. I'd love to see Shador as well. I'd be surprised if we see Joe Flacco, but let's get through the two joint days of practices first. And then next week is the most interesting week in my eyes because, again, big week here, but you would kind of sort of like to have an idea of who the guy is going to be before you head into that final preseason game with the Rams.
If Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback, is it because nobody beat him out or is it because he beat everybody else out? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think Pickett was the only one who had a we agree on that, right? Pickett was the only guy that had a beat him out. There was, neither of the rookies, and it just doesn't happen. A third and fifth round rookie, they don't like. They both have good NFL futures. I firmly believe that. But it just doesn't happen that third and fifth round rookies win starting jobs. Yes, Russell Wilson did it. Okay, that is an outlier. Dak Prescott, people point to Dak Prescott. He was a fourth round pick. He did it. But he did it because of two injuries, right? I mean, Tony Romo got hurt, and I can't remember who the other guy was, the number two quarterback. But he started out of necessity. Now, he played very well in the preseason, don't get me wrong. But he wouldn't have started if the other two guys weren't. Or the other two guys were healthy. And since then you got to go back to like the 70s with a Buccaneers team that was awful, or go back to the 68 expansion Bengals who like played a seventh round pick. It just doesn't happen. And when we've talked about this 1,000 times, when you look at the Browns' schedule the first 6 weeks, I'd be stunned.
What did we learn about Sanders then in week one? What did you learn?
He's cool in the pocket, man. I mean, he looked like the guy we saw at Colorado. He's amazingly accurate. I think the play of the game was the second touchdown. And let's give credit first to Amani Marshall. You ask any coach, what's the most important thing for a rookie running back? They say protection. Like, can I trust him? Well, I mean, you saw Amani Marshall with that blitz pickup, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the most underrated play of the game. And Shador doesn't just flee the pocket. He moves to the right, resets the pocket, no panic, and then fires a dart where only Caden Davis can get it. That to me was like the absolute play of the game. That and Luke Floria, I mean, what a gut punch that he can't continue. That was like, you saw him grab the hammy immediately, and you're like, oh, man, you're hoping he's going to be okay. He said afterwards he just cramped up, but that's a shame.
You mentioned Caden Davis. Three targets, three receptions, two touchdowns. Yeah. A team that needs wide receivers, Andrew. Man, he just didn't seem to be on the receiving end. He looked like he actually did some things out there.
And he's a guy that's bounced around too, guys. Yeah. It's not as if he this
four
is
or five teams now,
camp.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, he's I don't want to call him a veteran because he hasn't really played in the regular season. He suited up week 18 in that forgetful disaster on that freezing day in Baltimore where everyone just wanted to go home. But for the most part, he hasn't played in the regular season. He's played for a bunch of teams in the preseason. He could be a productive receiver. Are you ready to say he's got a job on the 53? He contributes enough in teams that we're comfortable with him over somebody we may find on cutdown day? And I think wide receiver and corner are the two positions you have to look to potentially. And we're a couple of weeks away, but it's getting closer on cutdown day when teams – it's only one cutdown now from 90 to 53 – and there are going to be wide receivers and corners that shake free. Guys that you didn't think were going to shake free, but hey, some other rookie made a name for themselves, and teams are willing to get rid of veterans. And I think those two positions are the ones you have to keep an eye on. Caden Davis is in that conversation, but it's a friendly reminder every year. The 53 that you start with on Monday of Bengals week, or the 53 that they initially get to when they announce the roster is never the 53 for week one.
All right.
I mean, rarely.
Hey, you got to go. Give me a one sentence answer. What is the goal of this week?
Goal this week is to see what your young players look like and what your ones look like against the defending Super Bowl champions. I mean, again, the game is very important, especially for the young players, especially, but 2 days of joint practice against those guys. You're going to learn a lot about your team. I am beyond excited.
All right, go. Well, give us a shout out on Rich Eisen show, would you?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, it's we're no,
of course
for.
I will. And you guys are way too friendly and understanding for me juggling 15 things at once.
Oh, that's okay. Touch your shoulder, and you'll be saying hi to everybody in Cleveland while you're doing the interview.
Is that what that is?
Just touch your shoulder.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care, Sarah.
Talk to you later.
Love you guys.
Peace. Bye. Thanks, Sarah. Bye.